The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara here in Zvachim, Daf Lamed Tes Med Aleph, makes the comment, brings a brisa, batanyo, yotsu shirayim aktor seimurim shein ma'akven esakapor. The brisa says that the shiyari hadam, the leftovers of the blood, after you do the zrik on the mizbeach, the halacha is you take whatever is left over and you pour it on the side, on the bottom of the mizbeach. So that, as well as aktor seimurim, which is being makdir, burning the parts of the carbon that is supposed to be burned on the mizbeach, these two avodos are not ma'ak of the kapara. And if someone were to bring a carbon and he does the zrika properly, but he does not do the shari adam properly, he doesn't pour the rest of the blood on the bottom of the mizbeach, and if he's not makdir the emurim, they are not ma'akev the kapara. They're not ma'akev the kapara. The carbon is completely 100% kosher, and he's fulfilled his obligation of bringing this carbon, even though the shiari adam was not performed, and the haktara of the emurim was also not performed. Although this is true, the Gemara says it. However, the poshut understanding of the Gemara is that haktara emurim, doing the avoida of haktara, of burning this part of the carbon on the mizbeach, has absolutely nothing to do with the kapara of the carbon. It's not an integral part of the kapara of the carbon, and if the carbon is brought to effect some type of kapara, to take off an avera of the person who brought it, the haktara is not what takes off the avera. It has nothing to do with the kapara of the carbon. In fact, however, this is not true. The Gemara says in Psachim and Afnun Testament Beis that although it's true that the carbon is kosher, if somebody does not burn the emurim on top of the mizbech, however, the Gemara says that's only if there's something wrong with the emurim. The emurim were lost, or the emurim became posel, or they became tamei, and you're not allowed to be makriv a carbon that's tamei on the mizbeach. However, if the emurim are here, they're sitting around, the carbon is 100% kosher, and we have the emurim, we have the parts of the carbon, and it's physically possible to put them on the mizbeach, so the Gemara says the words, isnayu ma'akvi. If isnayu, if the emurim are around, then ma'akvi, they are ma'akev. What does it mean they're ma'akev? It means they have to put them on the mizbeach. So what if you don't put them on the mizbeach? If you don't put them on the mizbeach, and at the end of the day they become puzzles, so now they're not ma'akev. What the Gemara means to say is that it's true that in the end, if you don't end up being makrivit and they end up becoming puzzle, so the carbon will be kosher without it. However, as long as the carbon is kosher, as long as it's possible to be makriv deimurim, when somebody goes and he's makter deimurim and he burns deimurim on the mizbeach, then he has effected part of the kapara, the kapara of the carbon. It's part of the integral part of the carbon that the emurim be brought on the mizbeach, and therefore when you bring the emurim on the mizbeach, that is considered part of the avodah of the carbon. What practical ramification, what halachic nafkamina comes out from this? So we find a tesis. The Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Chavzayin and Midbeis, the Gemara has a discussion about the tefillah of Arvis, the tefillah of Ma'ariv. We know that the Gemara says that there is an obligation of everyone to daven three tefillahs every day, the tefillahs of Shachris and Mincha and Ma'ariv. However, the Gemara says that although the mitzvah of Shachris and Mincha are an obligation, a person has to daven to Shachris and he has to daven Mincha, it's not up to him to decide whether he wants to or not. However, the Gemara has a machlekes over there in Brachas about the tefillah of Ma'ariv. Is the tefillah of Ma'ariv a choiva? Is it an obligation? Or is it only a reshus? It's not mandatory. A person wants to, he can daven. It's voluntary. He can daven Ma'ariv if he wants. If he doesn't want, he doesn't have to daven Ma'ariv. That's the Gemara's discussion. The Gemara has a discussion over there in Brachas. And the maskan of the Gemara is, the Gemara paskins at the end that tefillahs Arvis is a reshus. There is no obligation for someone to daven the tefillah of Ma'ariv. So Tosis asks that we have a big problem. because we find two other Gemaras. There's one Gemara that says that if somebody misses a tefillah, he was supposed to daven and he missed it. For whatever reason, he forgot, or he was an oinus, he was unable to daven the specific tefillah. So the halacha is there's something called tashlum, and a person can make up the next tefillah. If he missed shachris, when it comes time for mincha, if he davens mincha twice, he can make up for the tefillah of shachris that he missed. The Gemara says that if he missed mincha, so then he can make it up by davening ma'ariv twice. And the Gemara says if he missed ma'ariv, then he can make it up by davening shachris twice. Frek Taisis, I don't understand. If I hold that ma'ariv, if arvis is a chayva, so it's an obligation, so then there's an obligation to daven. If a person doesn't daven ma'ariv because it was a shagig, so then I understand why this tashlum, and then in the morning he has to daven an extra tefillah to make up for the ma'ariv that he missed. But if the whole tefillah of ma'ariv is only rishus, and the Gemara Lamaskana says the tefillah's arvis is a rishus, so therefore how could we say that if you missed ma'ariv then you should daven shachris twice? What does it mean you daven? What does it mean you should daven shachris twice? There's no obligation at all to daven ma'ariv. If there's no obligation to daven Meyer, so if you miss it, so then you missed it. You didn't have to daven in the first place. So why should the Gemara say that he should daven Meyer and he should daven Shachris twice? In addition, the Gemara says there's another Gemara, the Gemara in the Flamid in Brochus. The Gemara says, Gemara's discussion, everybody knows that when it comes to Shchaydish, so we add the tefillah of Yal V'Yovei. We mention the holiday of Shchaydish in the davening, and therefore we can say Yal V'Yovei. So the Gemara says, if someone forgets Yal V'Yovei on Rosh Chodesh, he has to repeat Shmei Nesrei. What if he forgets Yal V'Yovei by Ma'ariv? If he forgets Yal V'Yovei by Ma'ariv, the Gemara says a special exception that on Rosh Chodesh, a person does not have to repeat Yal V'Yovei, not repeat Shmei Nesrei, if he forgot left the Yal V'Yovei. The Gemara says, Eimikachin HaChodesh Balaylo, because the Kiddush HaChodesh that makes the new moon, the new month, is only during the day, it doesn't start at night, and therefore Yal V'Yovei by the night of Rosh Chodesh is not so important. But if not for this reason, if I wouldn't have this reason, Eimikachin HaChodesh Balaylo, and the truth is by every Chol HaMoed where there's an obligation to mention the Yom Tov, even in Shachris Mincha and Ma'ariv, so the halach is if someone forgets the Yal V'Yovei, he has a chiv to go back. He has to daven Shmei Nesrei again. So there again, we have the same question: why should there be an obligation for a person to daven Shmei Nesrei again if the whole chiv to daven Shmei Nesrei in the first place by Ma'ariv is only a rishus, wasn't a chiv, it wasn't an obligation? So how could you tell me that he has to go daven Ma'ariv again? So Tosfos answers based on this yisoid that we said by Aktaras Imurim. The Gemara says in Brachas, why do we daven Ma'ariv? Why do we daven any tefillah? The Gemara says the tefillahs are keneged the karbonis, the keneged the carbon that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Every day in the Beis HaMikdash they brought two karbonis. There was the carbon tamid that was brought in the morning and the carbon tamid that was brought in the evening, in the afternoon. So the tefillah of Shachris is keneged the carbon tamid they brought in the morning. The tefillah of Mincha is keneged the carbon tamid they brought in the afternoon. And what's Ma'ariv? So the Gemara says that when you bring the karbonis during the day, you put the emurim, you put the parts of the carbon that get burned on the mizbech. All the avodah, all the other avodahs in the Beis HaMikdash have to be finished by the end of the day. If you don't finish the avodah by shkia time, by sunset, it's over. You can't do the avodah during the night time. The one exception of the rule is burning of the karbonis on the mizbeach. That can be done the entire night until the morning. That's all mutter. So the Gemara says that the tefillah of Ma'ariv, they were mistaking for these parts of the karbonis that were burned, that the person has the ability, you're allowed to put them on the mizbeach and burn them, in the mitzvah of Akhtara, the entire night until the morning, and that is the tefillah of Ma'ariv. That's why we're daven Ma'ariv. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says, if we don't have the emurim at all, what happens if you bring a carbon? And we lost the emurim, or the emurim became possible. So we said that the Gemara says by Yosin Zvachim, the Gemara says many places that the carbon is kosher. The Haktaras Seymurim is not Ma'akev. So if the Haktaras Seymurim is not Ma'akev, that's what it means that Tefillas Arvis is a Rishul, since the entire Tefillah of Ma'ariv, Chazal were mistaken it because of the Haktaras Seymurim, and the Haktaras Seymurim itself was not Ma'akev. Since the Haktaras Seymurim is not Ma'akev, so you can't tell me that Tefillas Ma'ariv is an obligation. It's not an obligation, it's only if I have it. If I have it, so I daven. But otherwise it's not Ma'akev. Says Tosfos, but since the rule is that misakin keneged haktaras emurim, and we have a rule of isnayu ma'akvi that if the haktaras, the emurim are around, there is an obligation, and you're takam mechuyev to be ma'akriv. the Emurim, you're mechuyev to burn the Emurim on the Mizbeach. So therefore, so too, we'll say that's the same halacha by Meiriv. True that if you missed Meiriv, okay. If you missed Meiriv, then it's not Ma'akiv, because just like the Torah's Emurim is not Ma'akiv. But says Taisis lechatchila ein levatlo, you're not supposed to be mevatol the tchila of Meiriv. Even though the Gemara says that Arvus is Rishus, but Taisis says lechatchila ein levatlo the same way by Aktaris Emurim lechatchila, you're not supposed to be mevatol the Aktaris Emurim, and you're supposed to burn the Emurim on the Mizbeach. Therefore, says Taisis, since lechatchila ein levatlo, so therefore, when the Gemara says tchilas Arvus is Rishus, it's not a complete Rishus. It's only somewhat of Rishus. It's somewhat of Rishus. Taisis says, when's it Negeya? It's Negeya if there's another mitzvah to do and you can't do that other mitzvah later. And by doing this other mitzvah, you won't be able to daven Meiriv at all. So then the other mitzvah takes precedence. But otherwise, there is a mitzvah to daven Meiriv, and there is an obligation to daven Meiriv. And since it's an obligation to daven Meiriv, so if you missed the Alaviyava, you have to repeat it. If you missed Meiriv completely, b'shegig, so then you should daven again to make up for the Meiriv, because since you have a way to make up for the Meiriv, you should make up for the Meiriv. Because Akhtar is a Murim, there's a halacha of Isnaim Ma'akvi, when a Murim are around, you're supposed to be Makdir. You're supposed to be Makdir a Murim. Now, the truth is that even though Tosfos says this, that when you say Tfilas Arvus is a Rishus, it really means that it's a Chayva. Just under certain circumstances, you don't need to daven Meiriv. Not all the Rishonim agree with this. If you look in the Rambam says that Tfilas Arvus is a Rishus. The Rambam makes no mention that there should be a difference, that if you have another mitzvah, then the Rambam says, the Rambam seems to say as a blanket statement that Tfilas Arvus is a Rishus and there's no obligation at all. So according to the Rambam, we have this kasha. Tosfos says, the Gemara says this tashlumen. This tashlumen that if you miss Meiriv, you daven shachris. You daven do shachris. If you miss Yalav Yov, you have to daven over again. What exactly does the Gemara mean if Tilas Arvis is 100% Rishus? So Rav Shach, in his Sefer Avi Ezri on the Rambam, in Ilchus Tfilo, in Perik Yud, explains that he explains based on a Rambam in Ilchus Tfilo Perik Aleph, in the first Perik. He says like this. He says that there is a concept that Gemara discusses in Brachos of what's known as a carbon nedava. There's a tefillas nedava. There's certain tefillas that we mentioned, shachris and mincha. A person has the obligation to daven whether he likes it or not. Then, if a person could bring, he could daven a tefillas nedava. He could daven an extra tefillah. He wants to give a donation and daven an extra tefillah, even though he's not obligated to daven this tefillah. A person can say this tefillah. However, the Rambam holds that if a person is adding an extra tefillah and he's davening a tefillah that he's not mechuyev to do, he is obligated to add his own personal tefillah inside the Shemoneh Esrei. He can't daven just a regular Shemoneh Esrei that we usually daven. Every tefillas nedava, the Rambam says, tzarech lechadish bo davar, a person has the obligation to say some sort of chiddush and to add something into this tefillah. So therefore, says the Rambam, that one would think that although Tfilas Arvus is a Rishus, Tfilas Arvus is not an obligation. So what should the halacha be? Since every time you get up to daven Meiriv, you don't really have to daven Meiriv. So then, a person should not be able to just daven the regular 18 brachos of Shemoneh Esrei that we have, because you should have to be Mechadish Badover, just like every Tfilas Nedava, you should have to be Mechadish Badover. Says Rav Shach, the Rambam was Mechadish. That this is the Takonas Chazal, that you could daven Meiriv even though you're not mechuyev to. That means that when you daven Meiriv, you do not have this obligation to add your own personal bakosha, to add your own personal tefillah into the tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei of Meiriv. That's the chiddush of the Gemara when the Gemara says that tefillas arvus is rishus. Therefore, says Rav Shach, that's what the Gemara means. A person davened Meiriv on Rish Chodesh or on Chol HaMoed. He left out the Yalav Yavi. So the Gemara says, on Rosh Chodesh you don't have to because of Eim Kadosh Chodesh Balayla, but on Chol HaMoed you would have to. Why would you have to daven over again? Says Rav Shach, you're right, Tfilas Arvus is a Rishus, you're not mechuyev to daven over again. But should you choose to daven over again, without this chiddush, I would have said that you have to be mechadish badover. You have to add in an extra tefillah. The chiddush is, since Tfilas Arvus is a rishus, and you weren't yaitza the first time with your first meiriv, so should you decide to daven meiriv again, you won't have to add anything into your meiriv the second time. A person daven meiriv, and a person forgot to daven meiriv. He didn't daven meiriv at all. So the Gemara says in the morning, you daven shachris twice. Does that mean he's obligated to daven shachris twice? No. It says, Rishach, according to the Rambam, Arvus is a rishus. He's not mechuyev to daven shachris twice. But if he decides to daven shachris twice, don't think that he has to add an extra bakosh into the second tefillah because it's a tefillas nedava. It's not a tefillas nedava. It doesn't have the status, this halachic status of tefillas nedava, that a person is mechuyev to be mechadish bo dover. Now, this that we say that Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus, and everyone passing Tfilas Arvis a Rishus, whether you hold like Tosis, that it means it's really a Chayvah, whether you hold like the Rambam, that it's a complete Rishus, and there's never any obligation to Daven Ma'ariv. So Kipshutai, this means that Tfilas Arvis is always a Rishus. There's no difference with different nights of the year. Every night Tfilas Ma'ariv is considered a Rishus. In fact, the tour in Arachaim in Simreish Samaches, the halachas of davening Ma'ariv Friday night, the halachas of Friday night, Friday night Ma'ariv on Shabbos, the tour says that if someone forgets, or for whatever reason he davened Ma'ariv Friday night and he didn't say, he didn't daven a Ma'ariv for Shabbos, he davened a Ma'ariv for the weekday. So he davened the entire tefillah and he did not mention Shabbos inside this Shemoneh Esrei once. So technically speaking, any other tefillah, if you daven Shabbos like that, you would not be Yotze. You would have to daven over again and mention Shabbos. At the very least, you have to mention Shabbos in the tefillahs of Shabbos. And then we have to mention Rosh Chodesh in the tefillahs on Rosh Chodesh. However, by Ma'ariv, the Torah brings down, b'shem the Ga'inim, that a person is not obligated to daven Ma'ariv over again. Why? Since tefillahs Arvis is a Rishus, so you don't have to daven over again. And that's what the Torah brings down in the name of the Ga'inim. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin has a commentary, is a pirush on the tour in Bisoysev. It's called the Sefer Mor Uktzio. In the Sefer Mor Uktzio, in that siman, it's in Reish Samaches, he says that I already wrote somewhere else that this halacha is not true. It's not the reason that it's not true that Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus even on Friday night. In fact, on Friday night it's different. On Friday night, Tfilas Arvis is a chayva, the Ma'ariv is an obligation on Friday night, and therefore if one were to forget something in Ma'ariv on Friday night, or if somebody would daven a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, not a Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei on Friday night, he would have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Now the Yaakov Emdin over there does not explain why. Why should Friday night be different than the rest of the week? However, he does tend you to what he writes in the Siddur, of Yaakov Emdin's Siddur. And in fact, this explanation is actually mentioned by the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Tov Chaf Hei Sif Aleph, that the reason Friday night is different is that Friday night, we know, there's a special mitzvah of Kiddush. Zocher is Yom HaShabbos Tekatshoy. There's a special mitzvah to mention Shabbos and make Kiddush when Shabbos begins. And in fact, many Paiskim hold that a person is Yotze this mitzvah of Kiddush in Shemoneh Esrei. When he davens Shemoneh Esrei, even if he's not making kiddush on a kais of yayin, you mekayin the mitzvah seimen haTorah when you mention kiddush in Shemoneh Esrei Friday night. Therefore, a person is mechuyev to mention Shabbos in Shemoneh Esrei. That's what it means. Tfilas Arvis is a chayva. Tfilas Arvis is a chayva on Friday night because it's a specific mitzvah of kiddush. Now, in fact, we could talk about whether there's a mitzvah kiddush on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in Marek Tzia says very clearly that just like this Tfilas Arvis is a chayva on Shabbos, Tfilas Arvis is also a chayva on Yom Tov, which means he understands that just like there's a mitzvah kiddush min haTorah on Shabbos, it will be a mitzvah kiddush min haTorah on Yom Tov. This is not so simple. Actually, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that kiddush on Yom Tov is only midrabon. It's not min haTorah. Fine, but that's what Rabbi Yaakov Emdin writes. However, the truth is that we really could have said a different reason why Tfilas Arvis is a chayva on Friday night. And that is that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Aleph that although a person could daven a Tefillas Nedava, he could daven his own Tefillas Nedava, he could add an extra Tefillah, however, that's only in a case where if he at a time or at a place where if he were to bring a carbon, he could bring a carbon Nedava. Since we said all Tefillas have an appropriate carbon, all Tefillas are coming in instead of a carbon, so a Tefillas Nedava is in place of a carbon Nedava. When a person davens a Tefillas Nedava, it's as if he's bringing an extra carbon that's a Nedava. So we know, someone wants to donate a carbon, he could donate a carbon to the base of Mekdish and bring it. However, there are rules. He can't bring a carbon whenever he wants. He can't bring a carbon Nedava on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the only carbons you can bring are the carbonis at Tzibur. The carbonis at the Tzibur is mechuyev to bring. That is a special mitzvah. Musaf, you bring musaf on Shabbos. But a carbon Nedava, someone wants to voluntarily bring a carbon, we tell him, wait till Sunday. You can't bring a carbon on Shabbos. It's molocha. You're not allowed to do that. Shechting a carbon, it's also the shecht on Shabbos. So a person is not allowed to bring a carbon nedava on Shabbos. So if you're not allowed to bring a carbon nedava on Shabbos, the Rambam says you're not allowed to daven a tefillas nedava on Shabbos. If you're not allowed to daven a tefillas nedava on Shabbos, how can you tell me that tefillas arvus is a reshus? True, we said that the Rambam holds that you don't have to mechadish badava, you don't have to add anything into your tefillah, but the tefillah itself is a reshus. That means you don't have to daven. So if you're deciding to daven, it's a nedava. If it's a nedava, how you allowed to daven? How you allowed to daven ma'ariv on Shabbos? So we must conclude that davening Ma'ariv on Shabbos is a chayva. It can't be a reshus. Aye, but we have a problem. Because the Torah says very clearly in the name of the Gaonim that it's a reshus, that Ma'ariv even Friday night is a reshus. So l'chayra, what you have to say is that this is tall, you know, machlokes. We said that earlier there's a machlokes between Taisa and the Rambam. When we say Tilas Arvus is reshus, does that mean it's truly a reshus? Or does that mean that it's really a chayva, just in certain circumstances, you don't have to do it? Taisus holds that really Tfilas Arvus is a chayva. You're mechuyev to daven ma'ariv. Okay, under certain circumstances, you can cancel it. If you have another mitzvah, Iveres, you can do the other mitzvah. You don't have to do this. But otherwise, Arvus ma'ariv is a chayva. You have a chiv to daven ma'ariv. According to Taisus, since you have a chiv to daven ma'ariv, you can't tell me that it's a Tfilas Nedava when I daven ma'ariv. If it's not a Tfilas Nedava, then even Friday night, you could call it a reshus. When I call it a reshus, that means that it's not a chiv. It's not as much as a chiv. So therefore, the Torah can say, okay, it's not so much of a chiv. So you yaitza with the tefillas chayil, you dive in with, you didn't mention Shabbos inside. But saying the Rambam can't hold like that. The Rambam holds that it's a reshus. Since the Rambam holds a reshus, we're mukrach to say that the Rambam will hold that tefillas arvis, if Friday night is an obligation, is a chayiv and not a reshus.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.